This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. High-profile Philippine journalist Maria Ressa was convicted Monday in a cyber libel case that press freedom advocates have branded a ploy to silence critics of President Rodrigo Duterte. The verdict was handed down in Manila in a Manila courtroom against Ressa, who heads the news site Rappler. In the U.S., protests continue at this hour in a number of cities following the killing of a black man by a white police officer in Atlanta, Georgia on Friday night. Rayshard Brooks was shot after apparently grabbing the officer's taser and tried to escape in order to avoid arrest for alleged drunk driving. The city fired the officer and placed a second officer on administrative leave. On Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned over the incident. A lawyer for the Brooks family says he wants the fired officer to be charged with an unjustified use of deadly force, which equals murder. The death of Brooks comes as the entire country is grappling with the issue of how police treat African-American men suspected of even relatively minor crimes. Many Americans regard last month's death of George Floyd in Minneapolis as the last straw in a number of such incidents. Meanwhile, seven Minneapolis police officers have quit as the future of the city's entire police department is uncertain after the death of George Floyd. It is unclear if their leaving has anything to do directly with Floyd. In Seattle, Washington Best says she hopes the officers can move back into the section of the city taken over by peaceful protesters without using force. Anti-racist protesters have peacefully occupied a four-block part of the city. Organizers say they want a neighborhood without police. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Brazil has moved past Britain to become the country with the second highest COVID-19 death toll. Johns Hopkins University says more than 43,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the South American country. Johns Hopkins reports the number of coronavirus cases worldwide is steadily climbing toward the 8 million mark. In the U.S., the country hardest hit by the coronavirus, nearing 116,000. In the state of New York, the governor is threatening to pull liquor licenses or even reinstate closings in areas where restaurants and bars are flaunting the rules. AP's Julie Walker reports.
People eating and drinking, no social distancing, no masks, table service where there should not be, Governor Andrew Cuomo says a crackdown is coming.
These are not hard to spot violations. People send video of these violations. Just you can look it up on social media.
He says there have been 25,000 complaints of businesses violating the reopening plan, mainly in the Hamptons and Manhattan.
The local governments are not monitoring, policing, doing the compliance. Yes, there is a very real possibility that we would roll back the reopening in those areas.
Julie Walker, New York.
It's been 3 months since most European nations shut their doors to neighboring countries in a panicked response to the coronavirus outbreak. Now, on the advice of the European Union, most EU nations are opening their borders to fellow Europeans. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Whether or not Europeans will take the plunge and cross borders is yet. But one thing is for sure, at least for now. Tourists from the US, Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East will just have to wait. Whilst many tourist regions are desperately counting on a renewed influx of visitors, a lot of Europeans may decide to stay close to home this summer. Greece's Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis is hoping that's not the case.
We don't know what the impact will be. It will be significant. Essentially, we're trying to save whatever we can from what many consider to be a completely lost tourism season.
Karen Chamas, London.
It's been 3 months since most European nations shut their doors to neighboring countries in a panicked response to the coronavirus outbreak. Chinese health officials report 49 new coronavirus cases on Monday, including 36 more in the capital Beijing, where a fresh cluster linked to a wholesale food market has fueled fears of a second wave of infections. The domestic outbreak in China, where the disease first emerged last year, has largely been brought under control, but then a fresh batch of cases was detected in the capital last week. For more on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.